Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Welcome once again to the Swan Financial Network. This is Planning Your Financial Future with Steph, where each week at this time on this very radio station, we offer guaranteed strategies to help ensure that when you retire, your money doesn't. And I'm ready to play today, Steph. I got my voice back. It's been gone about a week, so.
Well, we hadn't communicated in a bit, so I'm glad it is. It sounds rejuvenated, actually.
Yeah, this whole radio thing is so much easier when you can talk.
Very, very true. Yeah. Very true and quite appropriate. Well, it's good to be with you again, Lou, and with our listeners, new and old. And I'm told by many listeners, even some who've become clients, that they still continue to listen. And we always provide information and updates. And this is, of course, Planning Your Financial Future. This is Steph, your host, with over 45 years in service. And now, very shortly, we'll be going into our 12th year on radio.
Oh, very nice.
So
very nice. Yeah.
That's quite an accomplishment. And as a matter of fact, I've taken on kind of a new mantra, not that it's my original one, and that is, I used it last week, we report and then you can decide.
We report, you decide. That's right.
It's that simple. And or in the words of my dearly departed previous co-host on radio, attorney Bill Bailey from many years ago, it's your money. What are you going to do with it?
Right.
You know, that's quite a loaded question, actually. And, of course, we're governed by two rules and two simple rules. Rule number one, don't run out of income in retirement. And rule number two, just don't forget rule number one.
That's right, yeah.
And what we do is make sure that people never run out of income. Notice I stressed income, because we can talk about money and we can talk about assets. But, Lou, the real concern is income.
Right.
Quite frankly. And we offer a never-ending reservoir of income. It's all based upon assets that one has, and it's all commensurate with that. But
right.
the point is, we can create that guaranteed paycheck in retirement that people need, as they were accustomed to the guaranteed paycheck that they had while they were working, whether for themselves or working for an employer.
That's a really important principle, right? And that's a change in thinking that we have to establish here, is that everyone is basing their retirement income on how much money they have in the bank, and more money is better, of course, but we're talking about income that lasts a lifetime, that's dependent on how long you live.
That's exactly right, and that's what's so critical. And given that retirement will be anywhere from 20 to 30 years, but it sounds even greater when you say 2 to 3 decades or more. And that's what we're talking about, income that will continue, and if you're married, to the surviving spouse, which is very, very critical, because often that what often develops the survivor income gap,
right,
or SIG, if you will, that survivor income gap that often develops immediately after the passing of the first spouse, it's often not discussed, not brought up. Many advisors don't even talk about it because, quite frankly, many people look at, okay, you've got a pile of money. Let's take it from here and let's move it over here. And as you often say, Lou, let's try to maybe get an extra 2% if we can.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, those guys sitting up late at night trying to get an extra 2% next year on their mutual fund.
Oh, whatever it happens to be. But what we look at is...
So, by the way, they only lose 1% in their assets to inflation. That's basically what's happening there.
And speaking, we'll get to inflation a little bit also, because there's an article. There are a couple of articles. As you know, I have many resources, including financial publications, to which I always, not always make reference, but which I'm always accessing. And we're going to talk about a couple of them today, particularly one we'll get to in a few minutes. And it's from Bloomberg, and I think most people are familiar with that.
Yes.
And it has to do with Retirement, this is the title of it, Retirement Anxiety is Gripping America. How's that?
Yeah.
You know, I often say that, and have said for quite some time, that going forward, not to paint a dire picture, but, you know, we're realistic with what we do. We have to be. I mean, we can look at things in a lavish manner and paint them very lovely, but we have to look at them realistically. And realistically, going forward, unless people plan properly, that's one of the reasons why we offer this program and the strategies that we provide, unless people utilize them, there is going to be a very significant retirement income dilemma coming forward. And many people who are listening who have met with me have heard me say that. And we're going to address some of that as well, upcoming, through a couple of very unique articles. You know, last week, I want to bridge from last week to this week. And you might recall I asked you a question when we first started. What do you think is life's most expensive purchase? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And quite frankly, you know,
I got the answer right, by the way.
I know. Yes, you did, as a matter of fact, Professor, as I often call you. Because when you ask that, what is life's most expensive purchase? Most people would say, well, a home,
right,
a college education,
right,
or something like that. But life's most expensive purchase, and that most people will ever make, quite frankly, is the funding of their retirement. And that's the simple truth of it.
That's right, yeah.
And we'll be speaking more of that. I want to just briefly to go on to something and then get back to these issues, if you will. There are some individuals who may be listening who have they're older, and they may have a very highly appreciated asset. It could be fund accounts. It could be a property. It could be land, a house, even a business. And here's what occurs. When a traditional sale of that entity, if you will, or that that asset is sold, and assuming it has highly appreciated, particularly if it's a property where depreciation has been taken into account,
right,
over the years, and depreciation results in tax savings. Well, guess what? When you sell that property at some point in the future, the government says, okay, now we're going to take back all those tax savings.
Right.
It's called depreciation recapture. And by the way, I'm not the CPA or accountant, but that's part of what happens. So there's an alternative to the traditional maybe 1031 exchange if someone is looking at taking a highly appreciated asset or property and purchasing another, so that they don't end up paying taxes during their lifetime, if you will. And to put it very simply, that there is a IRS-approved planning strategy that can provide substantial income and estate tax benefits, quite frankly, and the potential to receive an increased income compared to selling the property traditionally, paying taxes, and then reinvesting the proceeds. So I wanted to bring forward to this, what I've just said is not going to apply to many of our listeners, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
But there are individuals, even some from, if you will, Mr. and Mrs. Middle America, who may have been sitting on a highly appreciated asset, a piece of land that they bought for $20,000 many years ago, and it's now worth $250,000. And they're saying, well, if I sell it, I'm going to end up losing to capital gains, or if they've owned a multi-unit apartment, it could be 4 units, it could be 6, it could be 60, and from which they've been taking an income during their lifetime.
Right.
But guess what? Maybe Mr. and Mrs. now are tired of, as I call it, tenants and toilets.
Right.
If you will, they're tired of, you know, overseeing the property, but they still need to continue the income. But if they sell it traditionally, they're going to be hit by taxes,
right,
which will reduce the gains of the sale, and they'll probably end up with less income than what they were accustomed to. Well, we've got an alternative to that, quite frankly, and it's a guaranteed lifetime income trust, to put it very simply. And not only that, can it guarantee income, tax-favored income, to the individuals, the sellers, but we can also, under usual circumstances, still get the value of that asset income tax-free to the heirs. How's that?
Very nice.
Very, very nice. So
I'm thinking
to...
of my people right now who don't think they have enough money to be managed, and I'm thinking there are a lot of people, especially in this part of the country, who have family-owned homes that they've been paying the mortgage on for 30, 40 years. And
yes.
Probably paid off, and they have, it's a highly appreciated asset, and they're going to get croaked if they don't plan for... Yeah.
Well, let me clarify something. If it's a residential property, there's some significant tax offset already built in.
Yeah.
However, to what I'm referring is, I should have been a little clearer. In addition to the residential home, if you will, I'm speaking of other highly appreciated assets that normally would be given to capital gains taxes and. And people know this who have these properties, depreciation recapture, to put it very simply.
Okay.
So, I was going through notes regarding today's program, and I came across that particular article regarding the lifetime income trust and the trust arrangements that can be done to very, very significantly reduce or eliminate taxes when someone sells a highly appreciated asset. So to those to whom that might apply, if you want to learn more, just reach out to me, and we can sit down and discuss. And again, remember, I am your financial practitioner who makes house calls with no fees involved for my service, as many have come to know over the past, I think now, 45 years.
That's right.
That's pretty significant. Okay, so the last few minutes were really directed to some of our listener individuals. Now let's get to the meat of the matter, so to speak. Interesting, I came across an article from one of my financial publications, and you know what? It goes all the way back to November 2008.
Mm. Wow.
I think most of us, Lou, most everyone will remember what happened in 2008 and 2009.
This was the debris field. This comes from the debris field of 2008.
The debris field.
Yeah.
And the article is by Jack Marion. In our industry, he's nationally known. I won't go into the detail of it. But the title of the article was Wall Street's Retirement Income Plan. And before I get to the brief article and a couple of highlights, I want to point out something, quite frankly, that goes back to my book, The Swan Portfolio, which I wrote and published just a few years ago. And by the way, as many listeners know, because I see the downloads taking place,
right.
People can download The Swan Portfolio, which is gives you strategies and concepts that allow you to SWAN, sleep well at night, and you can get that right off of the website, incomeforlifeplanning.com. That's income, F-O-R, incomeforlifeplanning.com. There's no fee to download it. If we have listeners who aren't internet-oriented, they can reach me, and, of course, we'll give our telephone number as well, and I will send the book out or personally deliver it. But the reason I'm bringing it up, one of the chapters, and you may recall this, Lou, in my book, is titled Three Ways to Retire. And there are three ways. There's number one is the bank's way to retirement, the Wall Street way to retirement, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because here was an article back in 2008, which I just recently resurrected, and it's titled Wall Street's Retirement Income Plan. And there is the third way to a retirement. It's called the insurance and the fixed annuity way to retirement. So we can go into more detail on all of that, but let me get to the Wall Street's Retirement Income Plan, which will fold into a more guaranteed way to retire. And here's part of the article. And this I found very interesting. the inflation adjusted, and this is the article now, the inflation adjusted annual return of stocks has been around 6% for long periods for the past two centuries.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Essentially, the net return from 1820 to 1900 was about the same as the return for the period from 1860 to 1940, and it was about the same return from 1920 to 2000. Okay.
Hmm.
That's interesting. By the way,
despite all the ups and downs, it all kind of levels.
Despite all of that, right. And here's a little caveat. If you are thinking of a higher return for this last period, especially more recently, we need to remember that these are returns adjusted after inflation.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. So a problem with Wall Street models, and really, what are models? They're projections, really. As it states in the article, the problem
otherwise
with
known as guesses.
Guesses.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The problem with Wall Street models is that they all assume the next 30 years will be within the boundaries of the market moves over the past 80 years.
Why not?
But one can question whether or not that's accurate. Okay. And what Jack Marion found when he did all of these calculations, and by the way, he distilled all of this into one simple page. I'm just giving you part of it. What he found, there were extreme differences between periods. And if everyone can really listen in closely, what I'm going to go forward in the next minute or two is very, very poignant, and it really puts things in perspective. If you had retired in June of 1932, the average net Dow gain was 8.75% a year for the next 30 years, Lou.
Wow, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
But if you retired in June of 1955 and the net Dow showed an annual simple loss after inflation when calculated annually all the way to June 1985.
Loss.
That's exactly right.
Losing to the rate of inflation.
Right. Yep. Losing. It was a simple loss after when you take into account the rate of inflation.
Right.
So if... In general, if you retired in the 50s or early 60s, the average net Dow gain over the next 30 years was very low, 0 to 2%, primarily due to, maybe people may not remember this, as the article states, the lousy, I'm quoting now, the lousy 70s stock market and the inflation of the 70s and early 80s. When we think about that,
right.
And by the way, I'm sure many of our listeners remembering, you know what? I could get a 15 or 14 or 12% return on my CD. Yes, but you also were paying an 18 or 19% mortgage rate if you applied for a mortgage for a home at that time.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, by the way, there's a little note here. It said that these numbers that I've just given, these returns, do not include reinvested dividends. So if dividends would have, the dividends might have added close to 2% or so over what I've just given you. But the point of all of this is to show that even though the long-term stock market return has been around 6% after inflation for the past 200 years, you cannot rely on that number when you plan for, as it says in the article, a 30-year retirement. Even if I think this next statement is a very important one, even if past performance predicts the future, by the way, every prospectus says that that does not happen, a retiree cannot be sure which past will be repeated. Isn't that interesting, Lou?
Yes.
Quite frankly.
Yes.
So what does it come down to? And by the way, the article was titled The Wall Street's Retirement Income Plan. Can you then expect from all of this a guaranteed paycheck in your retirement regardless of economic circumstances?
No.
And so that's the Wall Street way to retirement. And the article finishes up with, you can have an insured retirement. Lou, I think that sounds familiar. That's what we talk about.
Right.
The guaranteed insured retirement when you're using annuities and life insurance contracts. And these are offered by regulated insurance companies whose job it is to protect individuals from uncertainties. Annuities and life insurance offer coverage against life's uncertainties, and they provide a real direct alternative to Wall Street, to put it very simply. So we can create, with the strategies that we represent, a secure retirement to Wall Street, and we use, as the article states, and I'd like to adopt this statement, a holistic approach that guarantees a retirement income that is not damaged by underperforming stock markets, but guarantees an income for as long as a retiree and the spouse may live. That's the end of that article. Lou, even though I drew it out from 2008, it's as poignant and important today as it was when it was written almost now 9 years ago.
Yeah, more so, because the lessons of 2008 were still fresh in everybody's minds. This is what we learned from 2008. Have you forgotten?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's very easy to forget, particularly in the euphoria of the market as it exists, as we're doing this,
right,
this broadcast, if you will, at this point in time. With the market over 20,000, and there's a lot of euphoria. But as I also mentioned, some of the greatest economic minds of this country and of the world are expressing a great deal of caution. And that has been my expression for some time now. People, yes, we can take advantage of what the market has done, but, you know, how high can it go? Or do you feel comfortable in taking where the market has brought you and securing that? And if you're close to retirement and you're in a 401k, guess what? How would you lock in the way your 401k looks today so when the market does correct itself, it won't impact you? Oh, and by the way, when you do that, you'll also be able to create a guaranteed paycheck in retirement for you and your surviving spouse, if you are married.
Can I attempt to reduce the last 15 minutes of the show down to 3 words?
Please do, because we're coming close, I think, to the first half of program. Reduce.
Do you want to pin your retirement on guesses or guarantees?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean,
guesses or guarantees?
Guesses or guarantees?
All of it. All of what we discussed. Yes, I gave you a little bit of background here, but think about it. You know, everything is cyclical. There was the article to which I made reference from 2008, but it's so relevant today, perhaps even more so, because we've had the experience of the tech bubble of 2000 and the experience and the downturn of 2008 and 2009. People need to protect what they have, and from what they have, people have to create the guaranteed income that they know they will need, and if possible, inflation-adjusted income, to put it very simply.
Well, one thing has changed since 2008. One very important thing has changed in that even despite everything you just laid out about how unpredictable the market over the long term is going to be, over the last 8-9 years or so, the way the Fed has managed the economy, more people have been forced into the market. They haven't had a choice about it because they can't get the yields with, say, strategies that they were getting in the past. So they had to run into that buzzsaw. But people have to realize now that as a result of that, more evolved strategies have emerged. You do have options.
There are options. Which fit for individuals, which will provide, that depends on individual circumstances, individual desires, goals, objectives. Is it all about you during your lifetime? Is it about you and also getting it to the grandkids? And we'll talk about that in our next half of our program, because I've been getting a lot of response on, Steph, how do I turn 100 or 150,000 into $500,000 for the grandkids tax-free? And, oh, and by the way, how, without any out-of-pocket cost, we can provide a $400,000 or more long-term care checkbook to make sure that you preserve your other assets and to give yourself the quality of care should you encounter a long-term care event. And we'll talk about that during our second half. And are we close on the first now, Lou?
I've got about a little over 2 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay. I didn't realize how close we were. So, again, what we try to do is to, if you will, to use the trite expression, paint a picture, provide background information. You know, people need to know what's confronting them so then they can reasonably, and that's what we want to do. You need to know what's happening, what looks likely going forward, so that you can take the appropriate steps to preserve what you have, to create the income that you'll need, or whatever the objective may be. And by the way, when we come back, we'll talk about that retirement anxiety that's gripping America. I was very moved. It's a brief article from Bloomberg, but it again, positions where much of this country is and the anxiety that's been created. So if people do, since we're breaking away for just a couple of our stations for the first half, people want to reach out, they can do so at incomeforlifeplanning.com. That's income, F-O-R, incomeforlifeplanning.com. Some tremendous articles on the homepage that you can download, especially a couple of them, the Bob Rodriguez article, and there's one preparing for an income to last a lifetime. That's become very popular, and it talks about the three-legged financial stool that has become quite wobbly lately, if you will. And people, of course, can download the Swan Portfolio,
no charge.
My book, no charge, no obligation, and it's a quick read with a cup of coffee, and it helps put things in perspective for people and provides the background that people need. And or you can reach me directly at 877-720-9500. That's 877-720-9500. And after the voice prompt, just leave a brief message. And we'll be right back for the advanced class, if you will, as you like to call it, Lou, with the rest of our program for the second half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you when they let her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Are you concerned about outliving your income? Concerned about the risk and volatility of the markets? Not sure what to do in order to protect yourself? Call 877-720-9500. That's 877-720-9500. Speak with staff about solutions, about planning your financial future. Call 877-720-9500. Call today. Let us help you plan your financial future.
Welcome back to the Swan Financial Network and Planning Your Financial Future with Steph. And we've lost a couple stations, one or two stations in the network, but everyone's
just one or two in our Swan Financial Network here.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to those people, and they're taking the full hour.
Well, if we can. It's often a matter of scheduling also,
yes,
quite frankly.
Yeah.
But if I can be on for any time, I'll take the half hour, and the word gets out there, and people do get it and call in. So that's what we're attempting to achieve. And again, approaching now our 12th year on air. That's, I think, pretty substantial, Lou.
It's very substantial, absolutely.
And we're getting the word out, and we're helping people one client or one couple at a time.
And I love hearing that people actually pick up the phone and call you because, I mean, that's the basic, that's the first step here. Take a baby step. Everything here is no charge. Find out how some of these programs work on your financial picture. Get a narrative, a easy to understand narrative about what you're doing with your money now as opposed to what some of these programs can provide for you. And then, you know, bring it around, talk to people, make a decision.
And really, what you're saying, it's about options.
Yeah.
And I often say, in fact, not often, always, all I can do is provide options and make suggestions. The individual determines if whatever is suggested makes sense. And I think you had said something about when either last week or the week before, Lou, you know, let's run what you're doing and let's look at run parallel, maybe the alternative to what you're doing, and see what the results are.
Right.
But it comes back to something that you distilled is guesses or guarantees.
Right.
Do you want to guess or do you want a guarantee? And I would say most people, particularly Mr. and Mrs. Middle America, want to know that they have guarantees, want to know that the income is going to be there, want to know that if a long-term care event occurs, that they'll have the quality of care that they want, and they will not have to be forced to spend down their assets or have their home attached or worse, if you will, to put it very simply. And it all comes down to proper planning. And some of this planning, some of these dramatic strategies, do not, when you put it all together, do not even cost a penny out of pocket. And in fact, I think we have enough time. I can give an example of that, which I've been using for the past several weeks and quite successfully, I think, Lou. And that is simply this. Let's assume, and again, what I'm going to give as a narrative right now, you can plug in your own numbers. It's all proportionate.
Right.
Okay. So let's assume someone has $150,000 in an account somewhere. Could be in an IRA. It could be in some other type of savings vehicle. And for this example, they're around age 65, age 66. And their thought is, well, first of all, if this money is needed for income at some point in the future, then we certainly need to speak because you need to maximize and get the most out of income, whether it's now or at some point later when you want to trigger that income. But and that's kind of simple to look at. But let's assume that this amount of money is not necessarily for income, but you know it might be needed for income later, but you're thinking that, you know what, I'll keep it together if I can, and it's really for legacy. It's for the grandkids,
right,
or whomever. And well, let's see, if something happens to me and I have a long-term care event, I'll use that money to take care of my at-home care or assisted living expenses. Well, obviously, $150,000 or so will not last a whole long time for long-term care costs.
No.
And I think, Lou, we're in agreement on that. But what if...
Probably it's considerably less than a year.
Well, a year, and even if they were to say a bit more than a year, it's gone after that.
Yeah.
So what if we could take that $150,000, put it into a special strategy, it's kept secure, we create an income from that.
Let's set the goal for a second here.
Okay, go ahead.
While you get here, because I think we, in the story, we kind of lose sight of the initial goal. What people are thinking when they put this $150,000 aside is, I'd like to get $150,000 or as much as I can to my kids or grandkids, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the goal. That's what they're looking for, right? That's
right, for legacy purposes.
Right.
Or if they don't have grandchildren, it could be to the children. It could be to an endowment. It could be to a college. It could be to any entity.
They understand taxes are going to eat away at it, but they want to get as much of it as they can to whatever the legacy is, whether
that's
it be
right.
Kids, grandkids. So this is the expectation. This is the hope going in. And, you know, everyone kind of sits with that and go, well, what can I do? So this is an alternative to that hope with the same assets and what you can do with proper planning. That's what we're setting up here.
That's exactly correct. So thank you for framing that. That's quite appropriate. So we can take that $150,000, put it into a special income strategy, and after taxes, in other words, you're taking income out, now we even pay the taxes out of that income.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? We purchase with that net income, so it's not coming out of your pocket, an additional $400,000 of life insurance, which is going to be payable to your grandkids income and estate tax-free when you're no longer here. So to put it very simply, we've taken $150,000, whether it's in an IRA, which, by the way, will erode even more if it's kept that way and it goes to the grandkids, if you will.
Right.
So we've taken $150,000, and what have we done? We've created over $500,000 income and estate tax-free to the grandchildren or the children or whomever it happens to be. And you say, well, wait a minute. I just took $150,000 and overnight created and turned it into $500,000 tax-free. But we've done something else with it at the same time. Remember I said that this is developing out of life insurance?
Right.
And who says, depending on your circumstance, you don't need life insurance in retirement? It all depends on what you want to achieve.
Right.
So let's assume you
all depends on the insurance, too, as we're about to find out.
As we're about to find out.
Yeah.
So someone says, okay, that's good, Steph. And by the way, you still have your $150,000, and at some point in the future, if you need it for income, you'll turn it into income. So there's flexibility there. But here's another, I think, even maybe as or more significant benefit. That $400,000 of life insurance that would be payable, let's say, to the grandkids, that is also available to you during your lifetime to use and spend like a checkbook if you end up having a long-term care event, and likely you will, at home, assisted living or nursing home. So what have you also done? You've turned that $150,000 initial asset, and it's now worth $400,000 if you need it for long-term care purposes. Now, that's not guessing. That's guaranteeing, Lou.
Yeah, that's the point I wanted to bring up. And this is all guaranteed, and there is no risk of loss whatsoever.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because it's backed up by the regulated, contracted, significant insurance companies of this country. And by the way, those were the only institutions standing, even from the Great Depression, quite frankly.
Right.
Annuities, life insurance, it all stayed intact. It did not fall apart. As a matter of fact, it was going back to all of that. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I may have some weeks ago when I was reading about backgrounds of certain people. I think almost everyone has heard of J.C. Penney.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Penney would have been an afterthought, because I think it was around the Depression time. He was about to go under and lose the business. You know what he did? He borrowed cash value from his life insurance, and that helped him to keep the business growing.
Yeah,
how's that?
Right.
All right. So we are talking about strategies and platforms, if you will, that have been around for decades, and they've stood the test of time, and they've been proven. But they have evolved now to be providing so much more. So what have we done, just to kind of round out? And you can plug in if you say, well, I don't have $150,000. I have $300,000, or I have $50,000. It's all proportionate. The point I'm trying to make is that you can make that amount of money work like it's so much more, and that's the leverage we talk about. So instead of getting just $150,000 maybe to the grandkids or the children, you turn it into $500,000 guaranteed. And guaranteed, you also have a $400,000 long-term care checkbook. And all of this has cost you nothing net out of pocket.
Right, at no cost. And by the way, you've protected, if you have a long-term care event and you haven't protected your other assets that you are depending to live on, that long-term care event's going to eat into those assets and eat into the growing power of those assets for the rest of your life and your survivor's life.
So the point, Lou, is it's proper planning again.
Yeah.
Who would, you know, a few years ago, we couldn't even be speaking of this I'll call it a multi-layered strategy. But it has evolved now because of the needs of individuals and the recognition by the larger insurance companies that, you know what, we've got to evolve and provide some updated benefits, and that's what's been happening. So now we have these strategies. And, you know, I'm sure that some people out there in radio land are really scratching their head and saying, I don't believe this. How can
too
I take
that true?
Yeah, too good. How can
too
I take
easy,
150
good,
and make it, right. make it worth 500, you know, half a million, or take 150 and now it's worth 400,000 overnight for my potential long-term care needs? Well, you know what? If we can't prove it, don't do it.
Right.
So let me know. Let's get together. Let me show you how it will work and how it can work, whether it's income you need, whether it's providing long-term care that almost everyone needs. But the issue is, well, traditionally you'd pay for long-term care, and you likely would be paying thousands of dollars per year. And if you stayed healthy, you might say in your mind, hell, I want to be using this benefit.
Right.
But you still want to stay healthy, obviously. But you're questioning and saying, I've paid tens of thousands of dollars over the years, and it's gone.
Right.
With this strategy, there's no long-term care premium to pay. Pretty dramatic, Lou.
Yeah. And again, I keep coming back to the thing, if you're not exploring this option, based on the outline that we just talked about, if you're not exploring these options available to you, you're not doing due diligence. You're not doing yourself a service. You're not doing a survivor a service. You're not doing your legacy, whether it be children or grandchildren, a service.
Yeah, I couldn't have said
that. Leaving all this money on the table. And this is no extra effort, no extra money. This is the same asset, but incredibly better results just because you made a phone call.
And, by the way, there is a little effort. And I was just about to say that, either making a phone call or reaching out through the website.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. And when I do sit down with people and they say, I know you were talking about that, now I really see how it works. You know, we can talk about strategies. We can talk about concepts, and we can talk about numbers. I try not to get too heavy with the numbers, but in some instances I really have to do so to show the value of the strategy, if you will.
But here's what happens: the numbers kind of create a detachment because it's not attached to the people who are listening, which is why they have to make the phone call.
Good
why
point.
They have to get it put onto their numbers, their life situations, what their fears are, what their needs are, what they need to protect, what they're trying to accomplish with their assets. And at that point it becomes really attached, and you start to see how it can benefit you, how it works in your situation. And again, at no charge for any of this, you have to look into it. You have to seek out your options.
And, you know, Lou, let me just take an example. Someone has $100,000, and they're going to rely on that in addition to Social Security. We'll get to the retirement anxiety. We kind of got off a bit, but we'll get back to that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000, and traditionally they're told, you know what, that $100,000, don't take more than $3,000 a year out of that as income, because you may outlive your income,
right.
and in the event of an economic downturn, you may not even be able to take that $3,000 a year out.
Right.
And with some of our strategies, that same $100,000, someone could be taking $5,000 a year out, and maybe more, but no less than $5,000 a year on an ongoing basis, and regardless of economic circumstances, an economic downturn, political agendas, world events, you name it. So,
and
why,
by the way, if you're more than 10 years from being wanting to tap into that income source, that could be $10,000 or more than $10,000.
More than 10, because that $100,000 or whatever it is will, for future income purposes, will be guaranteed to double by the 10th year.
Contractually guaranteed.
You know, think about that. Someone is in their early, let's say 61. They've got an IRA, whatever the value is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's round it off to 100. And they're saying, you know, I'm going to be okay. I've done some planning, and I'm going to be okay until age 71 when I have to start taking out from my IRA. I'm using that as an example.
Right.
Would you rather maybe still have that $100,000 intact from which to take income in 10 years? Or would you want to be guaranteed that for income purposes, that account will now be worth $200,000 from which to take income?
Right.
It's your choice.
The question is, here's your future. You can take 3% a year out of whatever asset you have,
whatever it is at any particular time.
Going forward, with a little planning, you can take 5% out of 5+% out of twice that asset.
There you are.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well,
by the way, at no cost to you.
By
the
way,
no risk, and it's contractually guaranteed.
And Lou, again, all we can do is provide options and make suggestions.
See, I like to make it simple. I like to get it down to the simple thing.
I know, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, retirement anxiety is gripping America.
Yes.
And this was the article out of Bloomberg. 55%, that's 5-5, 55% of people strongly agreed that the company is facing, the country, excuse me, is facing a savings crisis, to put it very simply.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming right out of the article. And there was an issue that there was a bill that would allow states to create portable retirement savings accounts for individuals. And we'll likely see something like that, portability, the ability to have special savings accounts that people can take with them, however. But the response was out of the growing, and this is, I'm quoting the article, the growing dread of living out one's golden years in poverty. Okay, that's what's being discussed. Now, here's a quote from a couple of statements here that are directly from this article from one of my financial sources. If current trends continue, the U.S., United States, soon will face rates of poverty among senior citizens not seen since the Great Depression. Of the 18 million workers between ages 55 and 64 in 2012, so this is as of the people approaching retirement, Lou, obviously,
mm-hmm.
as of a few years ago, more than 4 million will be poor or near poor at age 65. And here's something startling. This includes 2.6 million Americans considered middle class prior to retirement. Now, is that not a caution, quite frankly?
Yes.
So what is... And by the way, let me go over this last statement. This grouping of
several... These numbers don't come out worse than... I'm always stunned they don't come out worse than they actually are, though.
Well, I think it's worse enough because even if you don't look at anything else, of that small group, of that 18 million workers, if you will, that includes 2.6 million, 2.5 million plus, and I think it's more, but let's go with it. Considered middle class prior to retirement.
Right.
So what does that mean? It gets back to what we talk about. Those individuals were accustomed to a comfortable check, a guaranteed paycheck during their working years.
Right.
Suddenly retirement occurs, and what do they do? There's no guaranteed paycheck to let those individuals continue with the lifestyle to which they become accustomed. So you talk about simplicity, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
It brings us back to the simplicity that people need to create a guaranteed paycheck in retirement. And that's what we do, to put it very simply.
Right, yeah.
And this is huge. And again, how many people who are listening, who are already retired, are contemplating retirement, haven't saved enough, and they're looking at Social Security as their sole source of income. And by the way, in the interest of time, I won't continue too much more with the article. I didn't realize how far along we were with the program.
Yes.
But the article also states that for the vast amount of Americans, Social Security is the only, as they call it, inflation-adjusted income they will experience.
Well,
and by the way, I know you're chuckling with that.
That's an optimistic characterization of Social Security.
I knew you. I was waiting for your commentary. You're right. Very optimistic. I think this past year we had inflation, but there was no inflation adjustment to Social Security.
Right.
So even though the article stated that, it's kind of theoretical, if you will, if I can use that expression. So the point is, planning has to be done. And it's very easy for many people to find it daunting, to find it difficult, to put it aside and say, I will get to it. I don't have to look at it right now. I've still got a few years to go. I'll look at it when it gets closer. But, you know, the earlier one plans, the more options that are available.
Well, we talk about leverage in these programs. What's
right.
the biggest lever in finances? It's time.
It's time,
yeah.
Absolutely. And
that's
if you can
biggest
couple
ally when you have some.
And, you know, having said what you just did, time, when you can couple guarantees with time,
exactly, yes.
Now you're really getting ahead of everybody. That's I just realized that with what you said.
Yep.
Not only do you have the advantage of more time, now you have the advantage of leverage and the guarantees that will be there. And the greater the guarantees, the more time you have, to put it very simply.
I'll tell you what, the guarantee of no losses is a pretty big guarantee.
Oh, I know. In fact, yeah. Speaking of that, we're always running out of time.
Yeah.
That's my fault, I guess. Remind me, if not next week, the week after. I want to talk about maybe never hitting a home run, but never losing a game as well.
That's right.
And we're approaching the season.
It's a good time of the year to be talking about that.
Right. It's a great time of the year to be talking about baseball. What does baseball have to do with never running out of income and creating and maintaining assets? We'll be talking about that. Lou, thanks again for your input. To all of you listening, at least some of you will be reaching out. And those of you that do, IncomeForLifePlanning.com is the website. The telephone number, 877-720-9500. Remember, I'm your local financial practitioner who makes house calls. There's no fee. There's no cost. It can only help put you in a better, more secure position. Please stay well. Keep listening. We appreciate your doing so, and we'll be with you next week.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, but you're